Pastor Lee is going to speak to us, and the theme is the family of God.
我们要看的一段经文是在撒母耳记上第二章第二十二到第二十四节。
And we're going to turn to the scriptures. It's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 24.
我们读也是先读中文，然后读英文。
And we're going to recite Chinese first and then in English.
我们读中文的时候，我们同心同声用国语、粤语，我们一起来读。
And let's recite in Chinese both Cantonese and Mandarin together.
在旧约圣经教会公用的圣经337页，旧约337页。好，我们要开始读中文。来，以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与未望门前伺候的妇人苟合，他就对他们说：你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。我们就读到这里，接下来我们要读英文的部分。
And the English, let's recite together. Again, it's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 24. Now Eli, let's together. Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them,Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear spreading among the Lord's people. Let's turn the time to Pastor Lee.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章第七节，他这样的形容。
And Paul in First Thessalonians is being described.
他形容他跟教会弟兄姐妹的关系，就像母亲乳养孩子一般。
And he described the relationship between Paul and the church as of the relationship of a mother and his kids.
所以今天在母亲节的时候
，And on this Mother's Day.
我身为教会的牧师
，and being the pastor of this church，
就像母亲一样
，it's like a mother。
在趁着三堂联合崇拜的时候， and, 要对弟兄姐妹、孩子们来谢谢
，and to take advantage of this combined worship to thank the children。
感谢主，过去几年能够有机会跟大家一起来侍奉
，and we thank the Lord for the past few years I have this opportunity to serve this church and to serve the Lord。
五年半。不算短的时间。
And I've been serving here for 5.5 years. It's not a short time.
在美德过去历史里面是主任牧师任期第二长的。
And in the history of CCCS, that's the longest serving history for the senior pastor. Second longest.
所以我要特别谢谢英文堂跟粤语堂的弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to thank especially the Cantonese congregation as well as the English congregation.
虽然没有机会常常跟你们一起侍奉。
Although I don't have the opportunity to serve with you all the time.
也没有机会常常关心你们。
And I don't have the opportunity to care for you deeply.
但是许多弟兄姐妹常常给我跟师母安慰还有鼓励。
But there are a lot of brothers and sisters among you have given us and my wife a lot of comfort and encouragement.
相信神会纪念你们爱传道人的心。
And I'm sure that God will remember you for all your kindness.
当然，我要谢谢在国语堂里面许多的弟兄姐妹。
And of course, I'd also to thank the brothers and sisters in the Mandarin congregation.
你们一直忠心默默的侍奉。
You've been faithfully serving quietly.
愿神纪念你们的劳苦。
And may Lord remember all your labor.
愿神继续恩待这个教会前面的道路。
And may the Lord also bless this church and the road ahead.
最近在美国有一个大学发生一件事情
，and there's a college that happened something that is kind of a big news.
他们的商学院的研究所发生考试，学生集体作弊
，and there's a group of students in the MBA program who cheated together.
一个班上有34个人一起作弊
，and there are 34 students of MBA students who cheated together.
然后九个人被退学，有15个被强迫休学一年。
And nine of them got kicked out of the school, and then there's 14 who were suspended for 1 year.
就在这个新闻的前一天
，and actually before this news broke，
在台湾也有一个学者针对大学生考试作弊进行调查。
There's also a person who did some survey as to how college students might be cheating.
他针对1200个学生调查
，and he did a survey in Taiwan for 1,200 students.
承认在最近一年内有作弊的。有 70%，
and there were 70% among these students who admitted that they have cheated in the past year.
然后有 50% 承认还做过很多次，不止一次。
And 50% of those admitted that they have cheated multiple times during the past year.
这篇文章里面还特别讲了，有引用两句顺口溜。
And then in this article, they also used some phrases to describe their attitude.
考试不作弊，明年当学弟。
This is if you don't cheat the exams, then you're going to fall behind a year next year.
所以你要留级了，如果你不作弊的话。
So if you don't cheat, watch out. You're going to stay behind one more year in your school year.
还有一句话更妙，它叫宁可没有人格，不可以不及格。
And then there's another phrase saying that rather fail in your character, but you cannot fail in your exams.
基督徒家庭长大的孩子呢
？For children who was brought up in Christian families.
可能我们在座许多人认为。我在教会长大的孩子一定不会这样子。
You might think that if our children are brought up in the church, they would never do something like this to cheat.
好多年前，日本这个雅马哈钢琴他们有一句广告词。
And way back, Yamaha, the maker of the piano, had this slogan.
他说学钢琴的小孩子不会变坏。
The kids who learn to play piano would never turn bad.
所以很多人因为这句广告词，让孩子去学钢琴。
Because of this, probably a lot of parents let their children learn to play piano.
今天在美国很多的华人当中的基督徒，我们把这句话也套到教会来用。
And a lot of Chinese Christians also use this mentality.
不论对我们自己的孩子，或者我们在邀请别人到教会来的时候，我们把这句话稍微改了一下。
And no matter where that's our own attitude, or when we're inviting our friends to come to church, we kind of turn this phrase a little bit.
我们说上教会的小孩子不会变坏。
And we tell them that all these children who come to the church will never turn bad.
对不对
？Isn't that true？
在某个方面来讲是不错。
To a certain extent, this is true.
把孩子送到教会来，受到一些好的影响，应该行为比较不会偏差。
When you bring the children to the church, then they would be affected somehow. It should be better.
但是有一个问题是，这是不是意味着你只要送孩子到教会来，他们一定会有这个信仰
？And does it mean that when you bring the children to church, that they would truly receive this faith？
去年的时候，我曾经有提到说，在北美的韩国人的教会
，and I mentioned before that in the Koreans in North America，
他们的孩子青少年上大学之后，90%离开教会
，and their youth, the Christians, after they moved to college and graduated from college, 90% of them do not attend church anymore。
华人教会没有做过统计
，and among the Chinese church, we haven't done these kind of survey or statistics.
但很多人看到这篇文章说大概差不多吧。
But a lot of people think that probably we have the same numbers.
所以我今天我要透过一个圣经里面的家庭跟大家来思想。
And that's why we would like to use this passage to ponder about this message.
基督徒家庭跟信仰的问题。
And the family and the faith.
这其中有告诉我们做孩子要留意的。
And this passage gives us a lesson to the children.
也有告诉我们做父母要留意的事情。
There's also a lesson for the parents.
我们今天读到的是以利这个家庭。
And today we have been reading the story of Eli.
圣经告诉我们他是一个祭司，而且他是一个士师。
And he is a judge as well as a priest.
他的家就在会幕的附近，因为他常常要到会幕去侍奉。
Because he's to serve, and that's why his home is right next to the tent of meeting.
他的孩子是在会幕里长大的。
And his children were grew up there.
一辈子都在会幕侍奉。
And because Eli has been serving there, and the children were there as well.
所以这是一个典型的基督徒家庭。
So you can say that it's a typical Christian family.
父母亲都在教会侍奉。
And the parents are serving in the church.
孩子从小就参加主日学、青少年团契。
And the children are attending Sunday school, the youth group.
然后长大以后也继续在教会。
And then when they grow up, they also stay at the church.
所以外表看起来这是一个很标准、很让人羡慕的基督徒家庭。
So superficially, it looks like it's a perfect, it's an enviable Christian family.
但这个里面有很大的问题。
But then there's a lot of problem in this family.
我们刚读到的，我们知道这个家庭得罪神，大大的得罪神。
And we know that from the passage just read that this family has sinned against God and sinned against God greatly.
首先，让我们来看这段经文告诉我们对于孩子的信息是什么。
And first of all, we'll take a look at the lesson for the children.
这个家庭有两个儿子。
In this family, they have two kids, two boys.
然后这个故事一开始的时候，讲到以利的两个儿子，他们在会幕当祭司。
And it's describing these two sons who are being priests, performing the duty of priests in God's temple.
按照律法的规定，祭司是30岁到50岁侍奉。
According to the law, a priest has to be serving in the temple for the age between 30 to 50.
所以他们已经30岁以上，他们可以当祭司了。
So since they are being described as priests, so these two kids have to be beyond 30 years old already.
然后他们爸爸又是祭司又是士师，所以他们常常在会幕里面，从小就是看到这些事。
So the father was also a priest and also a judge. So they've seen what has happened in the temple all the time.
所以他看到在会幕里面在侍奉祭司，在教导百姓律法，看着他自己的爸爸在侍奉神。
So these children saw how his father served the people in the tent of meeting.
对他们对整个会幕怎么敬拜啦、献祭这些，他们非常的熟悉，每个步骤该做什么，他们都知道。
So they are very familiar with the procedures of worship.
所以也许他们从小办家家酒的时候就在玩这些，他们当作是游戏。
So maybe when they're kids and playing play pretend, they were pretending all these worshiping and making offerings as well.
好了，他们长大了。
And now that they've grown up,
也成为祭司了。
And they themselves become priests.
要宣读律法。
And then they have to recite the law.
要献祭。
And so they make an offering.
一切顺理成章，样样都会，没有问题。
And they would know to do everything, and everything is simple to them.
但是让我们看看神对这两个祭司的评语是什么。
But then let us look at how God has described these two priests.
请大家看到第二章的第十二节。
And let's turn to chapter 2, verse 12.
第十二节这样说，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
It's being described as saying that Eli's sons were wicked men and they did not know the Lord.
这是怎么回事？
And how can this be so?
这两个人在教会里面是带 worship team 的。
And these two kids probably in now today's world were leading the worship team.
带祷告的时候讲得头头是道，听了让人家很感动的。
And when they are leading the prayers, probably they seem to be moved by the Spirit.
如果他上台来读圣经，抑扬顿挫，优美非常。
And when they are coming up to the podium to recite the Bible verses, probably there's a lot of beautiful intonations.
但是神说他们不认识耶和华。
But then the Lord saying that they do not know the Lord.
从外表看，他们应该是认识神的人，对不对？
From outside, it looks like they must know the Lord.
但是神怎么会对他们说，他们是不认识耶和华的人？
But how come God was saying that these two people do not know the Lord?
他们对圣经这么熟，他们对献祭这么熟。
They're so familiar with the Bible verses, and so familiar with all the procedures.
为什么神说他们不认识神？
And why did God say that they do not know Him?
你看到第三章的第七节。在同样撒母耳记上第三章第七节的地方。
In the same book, chapter 3, verse 7.
那里说，那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
And it said over there, now Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him.
这两个地方的认识是同一个字。
And the word describing...
原文是同一个字的。
In the original text, this word of to know the Lord, to know, in this verse of chapter, in verse 7 and verse 12 is the same word.
所以如果你对照这两处经文，你可以明白什么是认识神。
So if you study these two verses together, then you understand what you mean by knowing the Lord.
在第三章的地方，撒母耳年纪很小，所以他没有遇见神，没有经历神对他说话。
And in chapter 3, Samuel at that time was at a very young age, so he did not have the experience to know the Lord.
所以什么是认识耶和华？
So what do you mean by knowing the Jehovah?
你遇见神，你经历神，你体验神的能力。
That is to have met the Lord, to experience God, to experience His power.
以利的两个儿子在会幕里成长。
And Eli's children, they grew up in the tent of meeting.
他们成为祭司很久很久。
And they have become priests themselves for a very long time.
可是他们从来没有遇见神，从来没有经历神。
But they have never met God, they have never experienced the power of God themselves.
弟兄姐妹，你呢？
And how about you?
可能你还在婴孩的时候，你爸爸妈妈就抱你到这个教会来了。
And maybe when you were children, your parents brought you to our church.
然后你参加 VBS, 你参加儿童主日学，你现在是 youth.
And maybe you joined VBS and Sunday school, and now you're a youth group.
或许你今天已经大学毕业，你已经开始工作。
And maybe you're working already, you've graduated.
圣经故事你倒背如流，每首歌你都会唱。
And you know all the Bible verses at the back of your hand, and then you know all the hymns.
各样侍奉你都很拿手，因为你这么熟了。
And you're well practiced in all the different capacities serving the church.
但是我要问你，你有没有经历神的大能力？
But I have to ask you, have you experienced the great power of God?
你有没有经历过神赦免你罪的那种喜乐？
And have you experienced the joy of the forgiveness of your sins?
我不盼望你是像以利的孩子。
And I don't hope that you're going to be like the sons of Eli.
你在教会很久，可是你从来没有遇见神。
That you have been to church for a very long time, but you've never experienced God.
大家都知道我是在牧师的家庭长大。
And probably you know that I grew up in a pastor's home.
我自己也曾经是这种人。
And I was a person like that as well.
我在初中二年级的时候，就十一年级的时候，我受洗。
And in grade 11, I was baptized.
我为什么受洗？因为我们那群人要受洗，叫我一起也受洗。
Why did I baptize? Because all my peers decided to baptize, so I thought I might as well join the gang.
我受洗之后也要表明自己是一个蛮热心的基督徒。
And after I baptized, I have to show to other people that I'm a really great Christian.
所以我参加一个背圣经100节。
So I participate in a program and I can memorize 100 verses, of Bible verses.
我一个礼拜就全部把它背完。
And within one week, I managed to do that, to recite to memorize all those Bible verses.
为了证明我是血统纯正、根正苗红的。
Just to prove the point that I'm from a pure line of good Christians.
我要证明我是一个好基督徒。
I want to prove that I'm a good Christian.
但是我跟很多人分享过，我在高中一年级的时候有一次上课。
But then I also shared with some people that when it was the first year of my high school, at one of the classes.
当有一次老师问到说基督教的信仰在讲什么。
And the teacher was asking what is the call of Christianity.
大家认为我是一个基督徒。
And people know that I was a Christian.
所以叫我起来回答这个问题。
They asked me to stand up to respond to that question.
我那边站了足足五分钟，我就是答不出来。
And I stood there for 5 minutes and couldn't respond to this question.
我圣经故事很熟。
I know a lot of Bible stories.
但是我不晓得基督教在讲什么。
But I do not truly know what is Christianity all about.
直到我真正经历神，直到我得救。
And only when I truly experience God and when I truly receive the salvation.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是你必须问你自己的问题。
So brothers and sisters, it's something that you have to ask yourself.
你有没有经历神？
Have you experienced God?
你真的认识神吗？
Do you truly know the Lord?
还是你只会办教会的这些事情？
Or do you only know how to do the acts and do the practices of the church?
可能你会说，李牧师讲我没有体验神，我就不能当基督徒吗？
And you might ask, Pastor Lee, is it true that if I have not experienced God, then I cannot come to attend the church?
我就不能参与侍奉吗？
Is it true that then I cannot participate in different kind of services in the church?
你可以继续了。
You can continue to come.
你可以自称是基督徒。
You can call yourself a Christian.
你也可以继续参与这样的侍奉。
And you can continue to serve.
在外表上你都符合资格。
And you seem to be fully qualified from the outside.
但是让我告诉你。
But let me tell you one thing.
就像以利的两个孩子。
And just like the two sons of Eli.
如果你没有真正认识神。
If you have not truly known the Lord.
如果你没有体验神。
If you have not experienced God.
你的信仰迟早会出问题。
And sooner or later there's going to be a problem in your religion.
出什么问题？让我们往下看。
And what kind of problem you're going to face? Then let's look further.
让我们看十三节到十七节。
And starting from verse 13,
十三节到十七节这样说：这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩，凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来拿三指的叉子，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。又在未烧纸油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说：将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧。不要煮过的，要生的。献祭人若说必须先烧纸油，然后你可以随意取肉，祭司就说你立时给我，不然我便抢去。如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
In verse 13 to verse 17, now it was the practice of the priests with the people that whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, and while the meat was being boiled.The servant of the priest would come with a three-pronged fork in his hand. He would plunge it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself whatever the fork brought up. This is how they treated all the Israelites who came up to Shiloh. But then, even before the fat was burned, the servant of the priest would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, Give the priest some meat to roast. He won't accept boiled meat from you, but only raw meat. If the man said to him, Let the fat be burned up first, and then take whatever you want,The servant would then answer, No, hand it over now. If you don't, I'll take it by force. The sin of the young man was very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt.
这段经文很简单讲到就是这两个祭司基本上完全违背神的律法。
To simply put, these two people just did not have any, were rebelling against the rules and the laws of the Lord.
在利未记的第七章二十八节到三十六节。
In Leviticus, it's mentioned in chapter 7.
那里有详细的规定， 百姓献祭的时候有哪些是归给神哪些是归给祭司。
And there are detailed rules in saying that when people are making an offering, which part belongs to the people and which part the priest could partake.
但是以利的两个儿子根本不管。
But Eli's sons did not care about these.
他们自己先拿。
They took whatever is, that they like.
这里讲到脂油。
And the mention of the fat.
律法里面很清楚讲脂油要烧掉献祭给神。
It's been clearly noted in the law that all those fat needs to be burnt first to be offered to the Lord.
但是现在他们竟然在为献祭之前就要先拿。
And now these two sons want to grab hold of the meat before it was burned.
他们喜欢用烤的不喜欢用煮的。
Because these two sons like to have roast meat rather than boiled meat.
要是百姓坚持要遵守律法他们就用抢的。
And if the people insisted that they have to offer to the Lord first and burn the fat first, then what they do? They go and took it by force.
所以每一样东西是他们先挑，然后才轮到上帝。
So no matter what, they have the first pick before the Lord.
这两个祭司他们是在敬拜侍奉神。
These two priests are supposedly worshiping and serving the Lord.
其实他们根本没有把神放在眼中。
But they do not really put God in their hearts.
想想。你遇到这种祭司，你还会想来献祭吗
？Just imagine if you see these kind of priests serving in the church, would you like to go to that kind of church?
你注意看第十七节，在和合本的繁体字的十七节后面有小字。
And take note of verse 17.
在这个小字上面说，或作他们使人厌弃给耶和华献祭。
And there's another interpretation of that verse that is saying that.These priests make the people have contempt of the offering.
以色列人不喜欢来献祭了。
And the Israelites do not want to come to worship anymore or to make an offering.
他们不会喜欢遵守神的律法了。
And they do not want to abide by the law.
你想想看，你去献祭给神，居然还有人来抢。
And just imagine if you go to make an offering, and then there are other people going to rob you.
然后还会吵吵闹闹的。
And then it's just a riot over there.
所以那种敬拜不去也罢。
So why would I like to go to that kind of worship?
所以这里讲到说百姓厌弃给耶和华献祭。
And so that's why it's being mentioned that the people have contempt of making the offering.
为什么以利的两个儿子胆子这么大
？And why did the sons of Eli why were they so bold?
竟然敢藐视神到这种地步。
And they were bold enough to have showed such contempt for the Lord.
刚刚我们讲过，因为他们不认识神。
We mentioned before that they do not know the Lord.
一个人不认识神的时候，没有体验到神的时候
，If you do not know the Lord and if you have not experienced the Lord,
神只是古代神话故事里面的人物
，And God is nothing more than a person in a fairy tale.
律法只是古代传统留下来的一些仪式
，And the law is nothing but some kind of rules.
然后祭司只是一口混口饭吃的一个工作。
And being a priest is just another job.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到二十五节，我们刚刚没有读到的一节经文，在第二章的二十五节。
And then, verse 25 of chapter 2.
这里说，人若得罪人，有事实审判他；人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢
？It says, if a man sins against another man, God may mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?
这句话很多圣经学者觉得非常奇怪。
And a lot of scholars, biblical scholars, thought that it's kind of odd for this particular verse.
为什么以利在这里会讲这句话
？And why would Eli mention these words?
甚至有些圣经学者说这句话摆错了地方
，And some scholars
摆在这里。
And some scholars even think that this is the wrong place to put these verses.
其实以利在这里要告诉他的两个儿子一个事情。
And but what is happening is Eli is trying to tell his own sons.
他们所做的事情不是得罪人，而是得罪神。
And what they are doing is were not sinning against people, but they were sinning against God.
当一个人把神看作是神话故事的人物
，and if you only see God as some figure in a fairy tale,
他的思想里面就没有所谓耶和华上帝。
And in his mind, there's no a true God in his mind.
一旦没有神，没有把神放在眼里
，and once you do not put God ahead of you,
他对自己所做的事情，像是抢祭物，像是不遵守律法的规定。这些事情
So to him there's nothing to grab hold of the offerings and not to follow the law.
或者是这边刚刚我们有读到跟会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合，他们觉得这些顶多我抢别人的东西嘛。
And they even went to the step that they actually slept with the women who were serving in front of the tent of meeting.
他们觉得这些 只是去强抢别人的东西，只是占别人的便宜而已。
And they might be thinking that I'm just robbing somebody else's stuff.
所以我只是得罪人，没什么大不了。
And there's not too much here. I'm just probably offending other people.
所以二十五节，以利在告诉他们，你们这个不是得罪人，你们是已经是在得罪神。
But then Eli was mentioning to them that you are not just offending people, but you are actually sinning against God.
以利的儿子所做的，是在提醒我们侍奉神不要随便。
And this story reminds us that we cannot be so casual about how we serve the Lord.
因为当你在侍奉上随便，你是在藐视神。
Because when you serve God and serve God in such a casual manner, you are really showing contempt to the Lord.
但是这个两个人更重要是对我们在座你从小在教会长大的弟兄姐妹。
But more importantly, to just remind the brothers and sisters who grew up in the church.
假如你没有经历神。
If you have not experienced God,
如果你没有真正体验到神,
if you have not truly experienced his power,
你要小心你的信仰只是变成一种教条。
That you have to watch out that all your faith might be nothing more than rules to you.
神只是一个神话人物。
And God is only but a figure in a fairy tale.
我听过有一些人他们在教会长大但是没有经历神。
And I've known and heard of people who were brought up in the church but have never experienced God.
他们觉得这个教会是他爸爸妈妈的教会。
And all they feel is that the church is a church of their parents.
他们觉得这个信仰是我爸爸妈妈的信仰。
And they feel that the faith is my parents' faith.
我只是很倒霉出生在这个家庭被硬带来这里。
And it's just my bad luck that I was brought up in this family. I was brought to this church.
只要我长大了我再也不会回去。
And when I grow up, I won't return to that church.
假如你这么想的话
if you feel that way,
让我告诉你，你的信仰跟以利的两个儿子差不多。
Then I would tell you that your faith is very similar to the faith of Eli's two sons.
我盼望你不一定需要将来一定要回到这个教会。
And not necessarily that you would return to this church later on.
但是你一定要回到这个信仰。
But you should return to this faith.
这个信仰不是你爸爸妈妈的信仰。
And you have to remember this faith is not the faith of your parents.
这个信仰必须成为你自己的信仰。
And this faith has to be a faith of your own.
你需要向神祷告。
And you have to pray to the Lord.
求神向你彰显。
And ask him to reveal to you.
让你体验他，让你经历他。
And so that you can experience him. And
让我们继续看到这个悲哀的故事，还有对父母做父母的提醒。
And it's also a lesson for the parents for this sad story.
对父母也有两个信息。
There are two lessons for the parents.
头一个，父母在信仰上必须要教导警戒子女。
The parents have to discipline and teach the children.
刚刚我们看到22节到24节。
From verse 22 to 24.
刚刚我们有读过了。
And we've read that before.
你表面上看这段话是以利在责备他的儿子。
And superficially, it looks like that Eli was rebuking his children.
但是 你注意看这段话
But if you look a little bit more closely
以利不是他们一开始做错事情就责备他们
And Eli did not rebuke his sons as soon as he found out
一开始的时候他没做声
And when these all bad things were happening Eli did not do anything initially
你看到第22节说听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事
AndIn verse 22, he's saying, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel.
就是前面我们刚读到13节到17节做了那些事情。
And all the things are being mentioned in the first 13 to 17, all those bad things that they did.
他没开口。
At that time, Eli did not say anything.
直到他听见，你看这边他听到说他们跟会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合的事情，他才开口说他们。
And Eli did not say anything until he heard that his sons were sleeping with the women who were serving in front of the tent of meeting.
在23节的后面这样说，在23节说，我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行。
And in verse 23, it was saying that I heard about all these bad things that were done from the people.
这句话的意思是我从别人那边啊听到关于你们的事情。
That is to say that I heard all these wicked things that were done from the people.
弟兄姐妹，以利是什么什么职分的人
？And but I ask you, brothers and sisters, what kind of position was Eli in?
以利是大祭司
，He was a high priest.
天天坐在会幕门口
And he was sitting in front of the tent of meeting every day.
难道他自己没有看见他的儿子在会幕里面做什么吗？
Is it possible that he did not observe and see what his sons were doing?
难道他没有看见百姓在献祭的时候他的儿子在恶行恶状的样子吗？
And is it possible that when he was sitting there, he did not see anything that his sons did in terms of robbing the people of the offering?
难道他在家里吃饭的时候他没有看到桌上出现了不应该给祭司的东西他却看见了吗？
And is it possible that when he was having dinner and he did not realize that the food on the table were parts that should not be reserved for the priest?
他都看见。
He saw all those.
但他说我是听别人讲的。
But then he was saying here that I heard from the other people.
这句话是睁眼说瞎话。
And this is a lie.
他明明看见了，但是他说我都没有看见。
He saw all those bad acts before, but he was trying to claim that he did not see them before.
我是听别人讲，我才知道的。
And I was just hearing from the people that I knew of these horrendous acts that you were doing.
然后24节，这句话更有意思。
And verse 24,
明明他的儿子已经大大得罪神。
And it is apparent that his sons have sinned against God greatly.
但是他说了一句不痛不痒的责备。
But then he said some words of rebuke with little sting.
他说，我听见你们的风声不好。
I heard that you have a rather bad reputation.
就是我听见一些流传的谣言不太好听。
And I heard some words people saying behind your back that you do not have a very good reputation.
然后接下去说，你们使耶和华的百姓犯罪。
And you have caused the people of Israel to sin against God.
这句话对不对？
Are these words the
这句话是正确的吗？
Are these accurate depiction of what happened?
你们使耶和华的百姓犯罪。
That you have caused the people of Israel to sin.
刚刚十七节的地方，我请大家特别看那个小字。
And in verse 17, I've asked you to pay attention to the small inscription.
因为以利的两个孩子，他藐视耶和华的祭物，所以百姓不想来献祭了。
Because of the sons of Eli, they showed contempt for the offering of God. That's why the other people of Israel did not want to come to make the offering.
但是以利这边说的反过来。
But Eli over here seems to be twisting the words.
他说这些百姓不想来献祭了，所以他们得罪神。
And he seems to be just blaming the people of Israel, saying that they do not come to make an offering anymore, and they now are sinning.
所以是这些百姓得罪神。
And it's only those people who have sinned against the Lord.
以利的两个孩子没错。
And the Eli's two sons did not have too much of a problem in this.
其实真正得罪耶和华的是谁？
But who truly has sinned against the Lord?
是以利的两个孩子。
Are the two sons of Eli.
所以22节到24节，以利这段话说了等于没说。
So in verse 22 to verse 24, and all these words of rebuke from Eli are really pointless.
所以神怎么说以利呢？
And so how did God describe Eli?
请大家看到第三章十三节。
And please turn to chapter 3, verse 13.
我们看到三章十三节，神怎么说以利？
And so how did God describe Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 13?
他说，我曾告诉他必永远降罚于他的家，因为他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。
In verse 13 it says, For I told him that I would judge his family forever, because of the sin he knew about, his sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them.
这里对每个做基督徒的，每个做父母亲的基督徒有一个很重要的信息。
That's a very important message to all the Christian parents.
我们必须在信仰上教导、提醒我们的子女。
That we have to teach and remind our children in the walk of faith.
或许你会觉得说，牧师，我只能把我的孩子带到教会来参加聚会、参加敬拜。
And maybe I'll say Pastor Lee, all I can do is to bring our children to the church and to all the different worships.
你刚刚说要遇见神、体验神。那个我没办法，除非神要给他。
And if you talk about how you to experience God or how to meet God and know God, there's nothing I could do about it unless God do something himself.
不错，
Is this true?
你是不能做到这个。
Is it true that you cannot make God to be known to your children?
但是至少当你的孩子不敬畏神或者不重视信仰的时候，你有责任去提醒他、教导他。
But then at least you have the responsibility when you see your children and observe your children do not pay any attention to the rules of law of the Lord.Then you have to say something.
让他们对神存着敬畏的心。
That they need to have a fear of the Lord in their heart.
为他们祷告，求神向他们彰显，让他们经历神。
And you have to pray to the Lord so that the God is going to be revealed to him and they can experience God.
我们中间许多弟兄姐妹，你来信主的时候，可能是三十几、四十几岁。
And maybe among us there are some brothers and sisters who did not come to Christ until they are in their 30s or 40s.
你是第一代的基督徒。
And you are the first generation of Christians.
我们自己怎么信主？
And you are thinking how I became a Christian.
我们成人信主的时候，我们的朋友把我们带到教会来。
And you are thinking back that when I became a Christian, when I first became a Christian, because my friends brought me to church.
然后来到教会，有传道人教导，帮助我们认识真道。
And so when it comes to the church, there are teachers and ministers and pastors who help us to understand the word.
所以我们就成为基督徒。
So we became Christians.
我发觉有一些父母亲，就是第一代基督徒的父母亲，在下意识里面也用这套办法。
And I noticed that for these group of first generation Christians, sometimes subconsciously, they also apply the same rules to their own second generation.
他们在把这套方法也用在带领他们的孩子来信主的这个上面。
They use the same methodology in terms of bringing the children to church, to Christ.
他们认为说我只要把孩子常常带到教会。
And they are thinking that as long as I bring my children to church in a regular manner,
啊，参加聚会啦，听牧师讲道啦，听传道讲道啦
，and join all kind of meetings to listen to the ministers, to listen to the pastors.
那我当初就这么信主的，我自然我的孩子也可以信耶稣。
And、that is how I believed in Christ, so my children doing the same thing would also believe in Christ.
我们把我们信主的过程，也认为我们的孩子信主的过程是一样的。
And we think about our process of believing in Christ and thought the same thing is going to happen to our kids.
其实弟兄姐妹
But brothers and sisters,
你要带领一个基督徒家庭的孩子信耶稣
To bring the kids in the Christian family to Christ
和你30岁40岁信耶稣的过程是完全不同的
It's a totally different issue in the process as when you became a Christian yourself in your 30s and 40s as an adult
一个基督徒家庭的孩子他是怎么信耶稣的他的过程是什么他怎么去信耶稣
And how would the children of a Christian family became to come to faith.
一个孩子信主，首先第一个他看。
The first thing that the kids would do is that they would observe.
他看自己的父母亲的身教。
They would observe the deeds of the parents.
第二个他听。
And the second thing is that they would listen.
他听父母亲的言教。
And they would listen to the teachings verbally expressed by their parents.
最后他自己经历神，得着这个信仰。
And finally they would themselves experience God and grab hold of this faith.
所以你注意看，在圣经里面，带领孩子信主，父母亲有极大的责任。
And you can tell how big a responsibility the parents have in terms of bringing the children to God.
教导你的子女
，to teach your children，
提醒、警戒他们
，to remind them, to warn them, to rebuke them.
所以让我们继续往下看。
And to continue this lesson,
当以利他不愿意责备、警戒他的孩子的时候
，when Eli refused to rebuke his children。
神的警告就临到他了。
And God's warning came upon him.
好不好？让我们来看第二章的29节到34节。
And turn to First Samuel chapter 2, verse 29 to 34.
那我来念29节开始说：“我吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，我将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？”因此耶和华以色列的神说我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前现在我却说绝不容你们这样行因为尊重我的我必尊重他藐视我的他必被轻视31节日子必到我要折断你的膀臂和你父家的膀臂使你们家中没有一个老年人在神使以色列人享福的时候你必看见我居所的败落在你家中必永远没有一个老年人我必不从我坛前灭尽你家中的人那未灭的必使你眼目干瘸心中忧伤你家中所生的人都必死在中年你的两个儿子和弗尼菲尼哈遭遇的事可做你的证据他们两人必一日同死
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 29 to 34 it says Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling and why do you honor your sonsMore than me, by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promise that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, Far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will be not an old man in your family's line.And you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, In your family line, there will be never an old man, and every one of you that I do not cut off from my altar will be spared only to be blind by your tears in your eyes, and to grieve your heart. And all your descendants will die in prime time. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be assigned to you. They will both die on the same day.
弟兄姐妹，你注意第二十九节，这里有一句很重要的话，说尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
In verse 29, there's very important phrase is saying that you are honoring your children more than honoring me.
当以利不敢责备自己的孩子，他们的错误的时候，他跟他的儿子的犯的罪没有差别。
When Eli did not have the courage to rebuke his own children, then he also fall into the same sin.
所以在二十九节的地方出现说你们。他说你们为何践踏他没有分别了以利跟他两个儿子算在一起你们
So when God was rebuking Eli, he was saying you in the plural sense that he was also saying that both Eli and his sons, both, they all have sinned.
他们抢夺献祭的物以利跟他们儿子照样吃下去
When these two sons grabbed hold of the offering, then all three people ate those offerings.
所以当一个侍奉神的人他的整个家族走到这样地步的时候，我们刚刚读到的，神收回跟他们所立的约。
And was being mentioned later on that God is going to break the covenant that he had before.
所以神给他们非常严厉的惩罚。
God punished them severely.
以利那时候年纪很大。
Eli at the time was very old.
可是他不是没有听见。
But it's not true that he did not hear anything.
他不是没有听懂。
It's not true that he did not understand what the true situation was.
撒母耳记第三章。那个非常有名的故事
In this First Samuel chapter 3 there's a very famous story
神呼叫撒母耳
And God was calling Samuel
弟兄姐妹是谁先想到那是神在呼叫
And who was at that time the first person who actually realized that it was the voice of the Lord who was calling Samuel
是谁先想到那是神在呼叫
And who was the first person who thought about it's the voice of the Lord who was calling
是神撒母耳吗
Was it Samuel who realized that it was God calling him
不是
It wasn't.
是以利。
It was Eli.
以利他很清楚。
Eli was clear in his mind.
他很清楚知道是神在呼叫。
He was very clear in his mind at that time that it was God who was calling Samuel.
所以他不是听不见。
It's not that he could not hear.
可是他不敢讲。
But then he refused and he did not have the courage to rebuke his own sons.
因为他尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
Because he was honoring his own sons more than he was honoring God.
这句话是很值得我们做父母亲要思想的一个问题。
And this is something that as parents we should really ponder upon.
这一代的父母亲，我们跟上一代很大的不同。
And this generation of parents are very different from the generation past.
我们在物质上尽可能给我们的孩子满足。
And in terms of material things that we'll like to satisfy our kids as much as possible.
在学习上，我们尽可能给他们更多的机会。我们很怕他们输给别人。
And in terms of learning opportunities, then we would like to give as much to them as possible.
但在对待孩子上面，我们也往往顺着孩子。
But then very often, then we'll just go along with whatever our kids want.
所以我们听见这时代有很多的孝子。
Then that's why we hear there are a lot of people with filial piety.
孝顺孩子的父母叫孝子。
But filial piety, but turned upside down, it's not the kids taking care of the parents, but the parents always listening to the kids.
觉得这样才是爱他们。
And we feel that it's only that way that we are really truly loving our kids.
不错，我们应该扮演好的父母亲。
It's true that we should be good parents.
但弟兄姐妹
，the brothers and sisters，
当你的孩子的学习、参加活动跟参加聚会的时间冲突的时候，你怎么办
？So when there is a conflict in time of the studies of your schools, of studies of your kids or school activities, with the church activity, what are you going to do？
当跟你参与侍奉冲突的时候，你怎么办
？And when there is a conflict in time。Your kids' activities with your service in the church. How are you going to resolve that?
甚至当你的孩子的思想，当他的行为违背神的吩咐的时候，你尊重谁
？And when their thoughts and their acts are against the Lord's words, then who are you going to honor?
以利会落到尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，他落到这个地步不是马上的。
And Eli eventually sunk to this stage that he honored his sons more than the Lord, but he did not sink into that stage just on the first day.
他不知不觉中一再的让步。
And it's like unconsciously he backed down one day at a time.
然后他一再的不敢出声。
And then continually he did not have the courage to say the right words.
最后落得跟他的孩子一样犯罪。
And then eventually came to this sad situation that he was sinning with his sons.
所以耶稣在马太福音第十章三十七节。
So, Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37.
他说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
And it was being said that if you love your parents more than me, then you're not worthy to be my disciple. And if you love your children more than me, then you're not worthy to be my disciple.
所以这里神宣告给以利家族一个非常非常严厉的惩罚。
And God has given a very severe punishment to the family of Eli.
那今天我们读到一个蛮沉重的故事。
And today we've been studying this very serious and story.
让我们心里觉得蛮沉重的。
And we feel a lot of weight in our heart.
让我换一个稍微轻松的例子。
And let me use a lighter example.
有一个犹太人的拉比。
And there's a rabbi.
他非常喜欢打高尔夫球。
And he loved to play golf.
常常去打高尔夫球。
And he always would play golf.
有时候一两天没有打，他手就很痒。
And if he couldn't play for a day or two, then he felt really bad about it.
有一次在一个安息日。
And then once on the Sabbath day,
他就很想去打高尔夫球。
And then he really wanted to go to play golf.
但犹太人安息日是不可以打高尔夫球的。
But obviously on Sabbath day as a rabbi, you should not go and play golf.
刚好那天安息日的聚会呢，他不用讲道，他不用侍奉。
But it just happened that on that particular Sabbath day, this rabbi did not have to participate in the worship.
所以呢，他就决定偷偷去打高尔夫球。
So he decided to escape and try to sneak in a game or two.
他想说打完九洞之后赶回来应该还没有唱三一颂。
He was thinking that probably just playing nine holes and they still have time to go back to the worship and they probably still have not done the doxology yet.
他就开着车就到高尔夫球场去了。
So he drove to the golf course.
当然有很多的外邦人不认识神的人在那里。
And obviously on that Sabbath day there are a lot of Gentiles on that golf course.
但是他也不敢马上下车。
And then he didn't want to get off the car right away.
怕有其他偷偷跑来的犹太人。
And there, just in case there are other Jews who were doing the same thing as he did.
所以先看一下，确定没有同一个会堂的人，他才下车。
So he looked around to make sure there's no one in his congregation actually was at the golf course. Then he stepped out.
他心里面想，我只要打九洞就好了。
And he was saying that I'm just going to play nine holes and that's it.
这时候有一个天使看见这么一个违背神的拉比了。
And then at that time, there's an angel who saw this rabbi who is rebelling against God.
所以这个天使马上去跟上帝报告。
And then this angel reported to the Lord right away.
他说神啊，你看这个拉比竟然在安息日跑去打高尔夫球，违背神的吩咐。
And this angel was saying that, look at this, Lord, this rabbi is acting against your rules and he's playing golf on the Sabbath.
所以神说，你放心，我会惩罚他的。
And then the Lord said to the angel, don't worry about it, I'm going to punish him.
于是这个拉比就开始打高尔夫球。
And so the rabbi started his game.
一打，一杆进洞。
He got a hole in one.
第二杆又是一杆进洞。
And the second hole was also a hole in one.
当他打到第五杆也是一杆进洞的时候。
And at the fifth hole, when he also did repeatedly a hole in one,
这个天使就忍不住了。
And then the angel could not refrain from himself.
他说：“上帝啊，你不是要惩罚他吗
？”And the angel is saying that, didn't you say that you're going to punish him?
怎么让他这么顺
？Then how can you let him have holes in one?
上帝说：“你不要急，我会惩罚他。
”And the Lord was saying that, don't worry about it, I'm going to punish him.
就打完九洞，全部是一杆进洞。
And after the nine holes, they're all holes in one.
然后一看时间还要早。
And then he was saying that, oh, I still have a lot of time.
所以他决定再打另外九洞。
So he decided to finish the 18 holes.
后面的九个洞也全部是一杆进洞。
And then for the rest of the round, it was also all holes in one.
哎呀，这个天使在那边看了就是气得跺脚。
And the angel was really angry and agitated.
他说：“上帝，你明明要惩罚他，我怎么没有看见呢？你让他怎么打得这么顺
？”And he was complaining to the Lord, saying that didn't you say that you're going to punish him? And what is happening right now? It's all holes in one.
神跟他讲说：“我已经惩罚他了。
”And the Lord said to him, "I have punished him already."
今天是安息日
，Today is Sabbath.
他不能讲的。
He cannot tell anyone he had holes in one.
希望你们能了解。如果你听不懂了，你可以问笑的人就知道。
If you don't understand, then stand the joke, then ask the one who were laughing.
弟兄姐妹，这段经文我想是很好的提醒。
I think this passage is a very good reminder.
对我们做儿女的
，as children，
做父母亲的
，and also as parents，
都是很重要，在提醒我们。
And it's reminding us.
神是有慈爱
God has love.
与我们立约。
And entered into covenant with us.
但是这个约我们也要好好的遵守。
But we also have to play our part in this covenant.
求神帮助我们做父母亲的。
And we ask God so that as parents,
求神让我们知道怎么样带领我们儿女的信仰。
How as parents that we can help to bring along the faith of our children.
我们要常常为我们的子女们祷告。
That we have to pray continuously for our children.
不是单单带到教会就够了。
It's not sufficient to just bring them to church.
我们求神让他们都经历神的恩典，神的能力。
And we pray that they will experience the God and the power of the Lord.
让他们成为一个认识耶和华的人。
So that they will be someone who truly know the Lord.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你在我们当中，你的恩典让我们能够认识你，称呼你是我们的阿爸父。
Because of your grace that we can call you our Father.
我们也谢谢你给我们有家庭。
And we also thank you that we have family.
我们有些人在基督徒的家庭成长。
And some of us are being brought up in Christian families.
我们有些人在我们成长之后，我们成为基督徒。
And some among us only became Christians later in our life.
然后我们学习要做个基督徒的父母亲。
And then we have to learn the lesson how to become Christian parents.
主啊，谢谢你这段故事来告诉我们。
And we thank you for this lesson to teach us this lesson.
我们靠自己，我们没有办法。
And through ourselves, there's nothing that we can do.
主，我们需要你的恩典，需要你的能力来帮助我们。
We need your power. We need your grace.
愿主你垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们特别为做父母亲的来祈求。
And we would like to pray especially for the parents.
主啊，你给他们有智慧、有耐心来帮助他们的孩子。
Give them wisdom, give them patience so that they can help the children.
让他们的孩子成为他们心的安慰，而不是痛苦。
And so that the children will become comfort rather than sadness in their heart.
我们也特别为我们当中的第二代来祷告。
We also like to pray for the second generation among us.
主啊，我们不盼望他们只是来教会。
We hope that they do not merely come and attend the church.
我们也不盼望他们只是参加聚会、参加侍奉。
And we do not hope that they only merely participate in service.
我们求父神，你让他们认识你。
And we pray that you would truly let them know you.
在他们人生的早晨、年轻的时候，他们就能够认识耶和华。
And so that in the early stages of life, that they can truly know you already.
恳求你恩典，垂听我们的祷告。
And pray this and hope that your grace be among us and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
谢谢李牧师。求神帮助我们做父母的和儿女们能够晓得敬畏神，行神所喜悦的，一生走在荣神益人的道路中。English first.
Happy the home.